what's happening in the stock market this morning, George?
Oh, no, I ain't read the stock market.
Then what's so interesting?
The obituary.
Oh, well, that's like the stock market. Lots of people going under.
That ain't funny, Weezy. Here's a man worth $60 million, and he kicks off, what's he got to show for it? A couple of words on the goodbye page.
The good Lord don't care about a person's bank book. On Judgment Day, we'll all stand naked before him.
Then do me a favor, Florence. Please don't stand in my line.
Of course, you won't need no clothes. All you need where you're going is an air conditioner.
What's this sudden fascination with death?
I'm thinking about life, Weezy. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and what am I?
Late for work.
Oh, and what am I going to do at work? Same old thing. Clean some pants, pressing some dresses. Is this what life adds up for me? Just a bunch of money?
I'm going to take your temperature.
I ain't sick, Weezy. Look, do you have any idea what's going on inside of my head?
No, and I don't think they have a cure for it either.
Keep making fun, but one of these days, our name's going to be in that obituary page.
In that case, maybe you ought to start paying me in advance.
Florence, you're a real treasure.
Thank you.
Too bad they dug you up.
Well, good morning, Florence. Hello, everyone. Isn't it a lovely day today?
Where?
Everywhere. The sun is shining, the flowers are blooming, the birds are in the trees.
Not all of them. One cuckoo got loose.
Well, it's a perfect day for a brisk walk in the park, and I was wondering if any of you would care to join me.
I'll go.
Oh, Florence, you haven't finished your work.
Miss Jefferson, if you had a choice between work and taking a walk in the park, what would you do?
I'd stay and finish the work.
Thank you. While you're doing that, I'll be in the park.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't pay you to take walks.
Well, you sure don't pay me enough to take the bus.
Why so grouchy today, Mr. J?
George is just a little down.
Oh, in that case, the fresh air would do him a world of good. Remember, Mr. J, you've got to stop and smell the roses.
George was thinking more about pushing up the daisies.
What's the trouble? Is there something I can do?
Yeah, you can turn the clock back 20 years.
My goodness, is it daylight savings time again already?
Nobody understands.
Oh, come on, George. You have a lovely home, a successful business.
Big deal. What are they going to say about me in the history books? Did I cure disease? Nope. Did I walk on the moon? Nope. I'm just plain old George Jefferson, cleaning and pressing. Alterations extra.
But, George...
When a man's gone, what's the world got to remember him by?
Well, it depends on the man. My family will always remember Uncle Potter for what he left us.
Oh, yeah? What did he leave you?
An enormous medical bill.
Yeah, but I want to leave something that they'll never forget me.
Oh, I see. A legacy for posterity, eh?
No, no. Something that's going to last forever.
Well, the great men of history have been immortalized in various ways.
Like what?
Oh, statues, paintings, busts.
Busts?
Yes. Lots of people had busts made. Julius Caesar, Napoleon, Abraham Lincoln.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. In fact, it's a great idea. A bust.
George, don't be ridiculous.
As I saw a bust of Caesar the other day that captured the very essence of power.
Yeah, boy, those guys in those days sure knew how to be remembered.
But, George, those guys were famous when they were alive.
So what? It was a lot easier to be famous in those days. There's still plenty of fame to go around.
You know, I think he's got something there.
Yeah, too bad it isn't a brain.
Bentley, I'm glad you stopped by. You really cheered me up. I think I'm ready for that walk now.
Oh, splendid, Mr. J. Delighted to have you along. You know, a vigorous walk does wonders for the soul.
Right. Now, why didn't I think of that? Hey, Weezy, tell me, where can I find me one of them bus makers?
Just look in the yellow pages.
Right.
Under dumb ideas.
What's so dumb about it?
It's just a big waste of time and money.
Well, it's my time and my money. If I ain't gonna waste them, who will?
George, if you want to be remembered, why don't you do something useful with your money? Help build a library or a hospital.
It's only one thing wrong with that, Wheezy.
What?
None of them things look like me.
Coming. Coming. What is it?
Are you Vincent Carter?
Yes. What can I do for you, Mr.
Jefferson, George Jefferson. I got your name from an art gallery down the village. I copied it off one of the busts. Hey! You really are good.
Thank you.
I can't see the numbers at all.
You say the gallery sent you?
Yeah.
I must have a chat with them.
Good. Yep, I think I found the right man. Hey, what you got over here?
I get the feeling this one isn't for you, Mr. Jefferson. It's a nude.
Oh, sure is.
I'm particularly proud of the way I did the hands.
Oh, yeah, they're nice, too.
You caught me at a very busy time, Mr. Jefferson. Was there something specific you wanted?
Yeah. I'm here to buy the greatest bust you ever sculpted.
Which was that?
The one with my face on it.
A personal portrait? I never do personal portraits. You'll have to find someone else.
But I want you. Your work looks real. Everything else I've seen looks like lumpy rocks.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jefferson. I wouldn't be interested. Quite frankly, your face doesn't excite me.
I don't want to get engaged. I just want to bust.
Sir, try to understand. I am an artist.
Well, ain't you a businessman, too?
Certainly not. A project has to move me. Art comes from the soul. I only do what I want to do.
Suppose I give you $1,000.
Then I want to do you.
Got you right in the soul, didn't I, Carter? But don't worry. It'll be a pleasure considering what you got to work with.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know. You got a book of busts?
A what?
A book of busts. So I can show you how I want it to look.
Mr. Jefferson, in the first place, we do not call an art catalog a book of busts. And in the second place, I am the artist. I must insist on doing it my way.
Did I say $1,000? I meant $1,500.
Your way is my way. Have a seat. I'll go find a book of busts.
How's that, Ralph? Is the light hitting it right in the middle?
Yes, sir, Mr. Jefferson.
Good, because I want everything to be perfect. Look, and don't show nobody this bus until the time comes.
You can count on me, sir.
Here's your drink.
Thanks, Floss. What you hoofing about?
Making me wear my uniform. It's supposed to be just for special occasions.
Well, this is a special occasion for me.
Then why don't you wear it?
Because it ain't my size. Oh, Florence, look, I thought I asked you for scotch. This is bourbon.
It is. Let me see. You're right. It's bourbon.
Never mind. I'll get it myself.
Hi. We're here.
Hey, welcome, welcome. You're just in time for the big moment. This is what I love to see, my whole family together again. Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. Check quick to see if he picked your pocket.
Oh, Helen, George can be nice, you know.
Yes, but I've never seen him carry it this far. We've been here 30 seconds, and he hasn't called me honky yet.
It's got to be the bust. He's been so much sweeter lately. He's been more romantic, too, if you know what I mean.
Really? Tom, maybe you should get a bus made.
Hey, kids, I'm glad to see you two can make it. All ready for my unveiling?
Wouldn't miss it for anything, Pop.
Mr. Jefferson, you won't mind if we take a little peek,
please? I wouldn't recommend it, Jenny. My security guard is a trained killer.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Bentley!
Oh, come in, Mr. Bentley. The party's just starting.
Wheezy, ain't you got no culture? This ain't no party. It's an opening.
Oh, you mean like the hole in your head?
Oh, the suspense is killing me. I can hardly wait to see the bust.
Me too.
You mean you haven't seen it either?
For 3 weeks, I've hardly seen George. He's been running to his sittings almost every night.
Well, everybody, I guess it's about that time, huh? Okay, Ralph, I'll take it from here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, everybody, gather around. Make sure you get a good view. Go ahead, Lionel. Oh, you. Okay, now, I ain't gonna make a big speech, but I gotta say something. Tonight is one of the biggest nights in my life. Tonight is the night George Jefferson goes immortal.
All right. Yeah.
A man has to leave something to the world to remember him by. So, I am leaving you something for all my family and friends. And here it is, my gift to all of you.
Not at all. It just surprised me. Actually, I think it just wasn't what I expected.
What Louise means, George, is that, well, it has a certain...
You seem to have got a little tickle in my throat. I think it's kind of cute.
Who are you laughing at, Brennan? It was your idea for me to get the bust made in the first place.
No disrespect intended, Mr. J. It was just a nervous reaction.
What were you nervous about?
That I might start laughing.
George, I think it's the wreath and toga. No one's worn those things for 2,000 years.
So what? You know how styles change. If you wait long enough, they all come back.
Now you tell me, just when I gave my last toga to the Salvation Army.
You shut up, Willis. When I want your opinion, I'll dial honky.
Ah, there's that word. I knew it couldn't last.
You know, the artist does have a distinctive style. Actually, it doesn't look half bad.
The half that's bad is in the front. Oh, I'm sorry, George. I couldn't resist.
All right, that's it. I've just had it with all of y'all.
Sure. Oh, now calm down, George. They were just kidding. Everybody likes the bust. Don't you?
Yes. It's a great likeness, George.
Indeed, Mr. J. It's simply smashing.
It's very impressive. I love it, George. I swear.
Oh, you do, huh?
Sure.
Okay. If you swear so much, swear on this Bible.
Oh, now, George, that's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. What about you, Willis?
Couldn't you just take my word for it?
Uh-huh. Okay. What about you, Bentley?
I can't. I'm not a citizen.
That's it. Everybody, get out. Get out.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jefferson.
Oh. Them turkeys wouldn't know great art if it walked up and kissed them.
Pop, look, don't pay any attention to them. I think that the bust is... Well, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it does look like you. Jenny!
I
want to talk with you. Come on.
I can't help it.
Look, I don't care what nobody thinks. I like it.
Well, that's fine, George. But what am I supposed to do with it?
You ain't supposed to do nothing with it. Just look at it.
Do we have to? I got a weak stomach.
Blunt!
Okay, George. There's no point in yelling at anybody. Let's just decide where we're going to put it.
Ain't nothing to decide. We just going to stay right here in the living room.
What? You mean I got to dust old stone face every day?
You damn right you do. And don't be calling it name.
George, how about if we put it out on the terrace? It's real nice and airy out there.
Forget about it, Weezy. I didn't lay out all that money to be target practice for the birds.
George.
A lot of great friends we got, they all laughed at it.
Well, George, they didn't mean anything. It just took them by surprise.
Yeah, and you were there laughing too, Weezy, with the other dummies. Just another dummy going, ha, 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 ha.
Okay, that's it. Do you really want to hear the truth? I think this thing is absolutely ridiculous. And I don't want it around here staring at me all the time.
Then don't come into the living room, because that's where it's going to be.
Oh, no, George, I will not have it in here.
Yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No. George, you are not Julius Caesar. And this is not a Roman palace. This is our home. And I'll not turn it into a wax museum.
Well, I ain't gonna throw it away. I bought it so people can look at it. Wait a minute. I'll take it down to the store where everybody can see it. I don't need you to see it. Sure, that's what I'll do. Ain't nobody gonna tell me I can't keep it down there. Sure. What do they know about anything? You think your family would understand, wouldn't you? I mean, a man's got to leave his mark. Something to prove that he's been here. Otherwise, ain't no sense of showing up at all. You know what you and me need? A drink. Turn around, old buddy. Hey. Okay. One for you. One. Here's to you, old buddy. Oh, you ain't driving, are you? Here's to you. I hope that you get more respect than I did. And may all of your in-laws come in the same color. Ah. Here, let me give you a hand, old buddy. Hey, you know something? You ain't a bad-looking dude. Look at those eyes, that mouth. You sure you ain't related to Sidney Poitier? You know something? Maybe I should stick you over here in the window. Where you can catch the sights. I never got much chance of taking the sights when I was a kid. I've been working since I was a kid. Ah. Yeah, we were so poor in them days. In fact, we were so poor. If they had food stamps in them days, we'd have ate them. Here, let me open this so you can see better. Then I got married. Then pretty soon Lionel came along. I had to work then. I couldn't let them down, could I? And then I made it all the way. But see, money, you just can't leave money because money ain't enough. I mean, people spend money after it's spent. Nobody even knows where it came from. No, I don't think I'm going to leave you in the window. You might get a sunburn. Okay, where should I put you? Let's see. I got it. Sit you right here. Then you keep an eye on the cash register for me. I would give you a better job, but you're too short. Nope, the world will never forget George Jefferson. What? Oh.
Hi, Pop.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Pop, I wanted to be sure that you knew that up there, I wasn't laughing at you.
You don't have to explain, Lionel.
No, really, Pop.
I don't think the bust is funny.
You don't?
No.
You like it, huh?
Well, I think that that bust is one of a kind.
You do?
Well, it sure is special.
You really mean it, huh?
Oh, of course I do, Pop.
You mean it's the kind of something that you like to keep around?
Oh, yeah, man.
Then you take it.
Huh?
Keep it at your house. I mean, that's what a legacy is all about. I pass it on to my son, then you pass it on to your son. I got something to wrap it up in.
Ah, Mr. Jefferson, wait a minute.
You don't have to thank me, Jenny. That's what fathers are for.
I hope you're satisfied.
Oh, look, Jenny, let's take it home for just a little while. I mean, after all, it's not so bad.
Name one good thing about it.
It doesn't eat.
Well, neither does the sick hippopotamus, but you're not going to keep that in our house either.
Shh. Right now, that bust is the most important thing in my father's life. I can't say no to her.
You want me to do it?
No. You just can't do that to Pop.
Oh, brother. Imagine waking up every morning to this face staring at you.
No big deal. My mom's been doing it for 25 years.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. He could have pictured himself on a horse.
Where's your father?
He's in the back room.
Is he okay?
No, he's fine.
Oh, that's a relief. I wish I hadn't said all those things about that bust. I feel terrible. I should have seen what it meant to him.
Well, here we go. This should keep him warm till you get it back to his new home. Oh! Ow! Well, there goes my legacy. I guess this is the right monument to George Jefferson after all. Just a bunch of nothing.
Forget it, Pop. That bust doesn't count anyway. Your real legacy's alive and well. You know something is right here with you. And it'll always be alive. Alive in me, in my kids, and in Mom.
George, sweetheart, your kind of love gets crazy sometimes, and you can make a lot of noise. But we know what you're really saying. I'm George Jefferson, and I'm a man. I'm important. Respect me. George, how can we not respect you?
Pop, we're your legacy.
And you can't smash that on the floor.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Weezy. The bust was a wrong idea. I should have had my picture painted.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.